Elon Musk sues OpenAI, the latest in 3D printed houses, and the Chinese spy arrested at Google. This is AI for Everyone, a weekly roundup of the most interesting stories in AI and tech for non-tech people who like to keep themselves informed and educated about the latest developments from around the world. I'm Miles Dillon, and I believe that AI is going to have a positive impact on our lives, but those people who continually learn and adapt to the changes it brings will be the ones who benefit the most. Let's get into it for this week. Lin Wai Ding, also known as Leon Ding, has been indicted by a federal grand jury on 4 counts of theft of trade secrets related to artificial intelligence technology from Google LLC. He was an employee at Google. The indictment alleges that Ding, a resident of California, Newark, and a national of the People's Republic of China, transferred sensitive Google trade secrets to his personal account while secretly affiliating with Chinese companies in the AI industry and the CCP. Now, what is being said is that he is a spy for China, and he moved to the US in 2009, became a citizen in 2019, and got a green card. His family lived with him. He is very Americanized, high-level tech scholar, and has been working as a mole for tech companies all this time, has been sending documents back. And they believe that he's also been sending other documents back previous to this, but this is the first time that he has got caught, and people are going nuts about it. And this case really underscores the risks associated with stealing tech from, if you're listening to this in a Western country, Western allies, and sending it to China, who I don't know, but not necessarily our enemies, but getting it into the hands of people who we wouldn't want it to be in. We know at the moment there's an embargo on chips being sold to China. US chip companies not allowed to sell microchips to Chinese companies that are above a certain power output, which is massively affecting China's ability to be able to work on AI and advance AI. And at the moment, the US is by far the leader in artificial intelligence at the moment. Although if China did have access to this kind of technology and those chips, I think that they probably would be the leader because of their access to data. They have no rules on data scraping, invasion of privacy, nothing like that exists in China. So the amount of data that they would have there is amazing. And we know that data is the gold for artificial intelligence. If this guy Ding gets convicted, he will face a maximum penalty of 10 years in prison and a 250 grand fine for each count of the trade secrets which he stole, which is 4. So that's it's over 500 confidential files. So that's like this huge, huge, huge fine. So this guy is done over for a really long time. I wonder if there'll be any deals done with the Chinese-American spy, Chinese descent, born in America, moved back to China, worked at a Chinese company, and was passing information allegedly back to the US as a spy. And he was arrested in China and is still in China. I wonder if they'll do one of those prisoner swap things coming up soon, so this guy won't have to do a $500 times $250,000 fine. 3D printed houses are coming on super fast, and the technology is moving very quickly, especially since in the last year or two, they have been using artificial intelligence to come up with new ways of constructing them, faster ways to print them, and looking at different materials to be able to print the houses from. They use these learning models to sort of work out different materials and different parts of the houses, and it's gone on really fast. So I thought I'd have a look at some of the projects that are going on in the world. What are 3D printed houses? They're houses that are built layer by layer, like a printer, in using industrial grade 3D technology. It's also known as like 3D construction. These houses are really customizable. They're really cost effective, and they can be constructed on site or off site within a couple of hours. Industrial size 3D printers can print an entire house in less than 24 hours. And actually, there's a company in China called Winsun, and they say they've got and contracts lined up in Saudi Arabia and Dubai and Australia, and they claim that they can print 10 houses a day from one machine. So that is super, super fast compared to several months. And that is just building the outside of the house, like the main structure of the house. And the only way I can describe this to you is, have you ever been in a car wash? When you go into the car wash and that machine kind of like sprays left and right the soap onto the car, or at the end when that machine comes and it's like the hairdryer and it moves very closely along the car and the sensors move along. That's very much how these 3D printers work. They're huge, huge machines, and there's like a rail on each side of where the house would be, and the machine kind of goes over where the house is like a bridge, and moving back and forwards along it is this nozzle which prints the concrete, and it goes back and forward, printing it very, very carefully, very intricately, and that is what builds the walls of these houses. Winsun, that company in China, they're printing very, very cheap houses. And I've also looked at some stuff where the people are building very, very luxe, really nice, beautiful concrete. And it's really on trend at the moment, isn't it? Sort of concrete industrial walls. And that's what these houses are kind of looking like, the really high end ones. But there are also other companies called 14 Trees, and it's got operations in Malawi and Kenya. And they're able to build a 3D printed house in just under 12 hours at a cost of $10,000. They claim that the building process reduces CO2 emissions by as much as 70%. As compared with typical building developments. It's also developed an online platform to kind of encourage people who have emigrated from Africa and are working in Western countries to invest in a home back home. So you send enough money back to your home country to build a house. So 10 grand, if a few people get together, they can build another house back home. I think that this is not going to have a huge impact on jobs, particularly. I think that more houses need to be built in most countries in the world. I know that in Africa, 40,000 people move from the countryside into a city every week. And that would make a huge constraint on houses. And in the UK, where I live, everyone's always complaining there's not enough houses being built. But it's not going to have a huge impact on jobs, because I think it's just going to create more jobs for people. You know, the technology of building these houses, but also you still need all of the trades. You need electricians, you still need plumbers, you still need solar engineers, you still need people putting the gas in. There's a lot of different trades that still need to come in and do that, which can't be done by the 3D printer, and the roof as well. The roofing is not done by 3D printing. And the reason this 3D printed house thing came to my attention was that this company called 14 Trees, which operates in Malawi and Kenya, have just opened the doors to their first 3D printed school last week. And it was built in a fraction of the time that it takes to build schools in other countries. Here is some juicy gossip that is lighting up Silicon Valley at the moment. Elon Musk is suing OpenAI. OpenAI, obviously the company that does ChatGPT, founded by Elon Musk and Sam Altman. Not a lot of people know that Elon was a founding member and significant early investor in OpenAI. He's filed a lawsuit against the organization for alleged breach of contract. Now, Musk asserts that OpenAI has shifted its focus, its founding focus, from serving the betterment of humanity to prioritizing profit maximization through the utilization of AI technology. Yeah, not a lot of people know that Elon was involved in OpenAI at the start. Now, it was established as a non-profit entity in 2015, and Elon contributed $44 million between 2016 and 2020, when I believe that Elon was on the board for OpenAI. However, it is now recently transitioned into a for-profit company, and that is when Microsoft got involved with their $10 billion investment, and that is what has prompted Elon's legal action here. He's saying that Sam Altman, Greg Brockman, initially persuaded him to financially support the AI venture under the premises that it would operate as a not-for-profit organization dedicated to the advancing of human welfare. And Elon has always been a big banger of the drum for AI is the most dangerous thing coming to everybody in the world, and it keeps him awake at night. And he's been saying that only in the last year or two, which is since he left OpenAI. We don't really know why he left OpenAI. Maybe it was something to do with this, and Sam Altman and Greg Brockman, the CEO and chief tech officer of OpenAI, moving towards a for-profit model. But this is blowing up in Silicon Valley. Everybody cannot believe this is going on. And Musk and Altman have had a bit of an exchange before on Twitter, just having a go at each other. Elon's obviously going a bit crazy, but Sam Altman's always pretty chill about it normally. But there has been a few leaks and a few other things going on. So this has been happening over the last couple of days. But there's been an internal leak of an email. The chief strategy officer, Jason Kwon, has suggested that Musk's lawsuit may stem from personal regrets about his current level of involvement with the company. This legal dispute underscores the complexity surrounding the evolution of AI initiatives and the ethical considerations, he says. Basically, he's saying that Elon is salty that he's not involved in OpenAI anymore. And Elon obviously has his own AI company called xAI, which he says is completely dedicated to the betterment of humans. So after this has all been going on, OpenAI have now published some emails back and forward between them and Elon Musk. And I don't think it's really worth reading all of them. I have read them all, but there's so much to go into. But basically in those emails, it is kind of clear that Elon may not be telling the whole truth, because he is suggesting to them that he would need to find some other way that capital could be brought into OpenAI, because he realizes that such a huge amount of money will be needed to fund all the compute for this kind of AI startup. And there's a bit of email exchange back and forth between Altman and Elon, and Altman says we may need to go for a for-profit model, and which Elon replies, three letters, he just says, yup. So that has kind of come out today. The build-up to this week is Elon saying, you know, I'm a humanitarian, I'm just here to do good for everybody, but and OpenAI have changed the goalposts and they're going for for-profit. But now it just came out today that Elon was actually trying to kind of make it a for-profit thing. So now it's kind of complicated. No one really knows whether Elon is a good guy or a bad guy. And I think the problem with this debate and the problem with this lawsuit is that it basically evolves around what you think about Elon Musk. Do you like him or do you not like him? If you like him, you're probably on his side. If you don't really like him, you're not on his side at all. So it's kind of a difficult one to call, but the jury is out at the moment. We'll see what happens with that lawsuit. But it's kind of gone absolutely crazy in Silicon Valley. Everybody can't believe it, but it's great drama for everybody. Hey everyone, thank you so much for listening to today's podcast. Now, you know what I'm going to ask you, please share this podcast if you have enjoyed it today or you're getting some value from it in some way. Now, don't share it on your phone though. Please just tell someone in real life, face to face, hey, there's this wicked podcast I listen to, you're going to enjoy it. It's called AI for Everyone. Just search it on your phone. Telling someone in real life is much better for me and for the show to grow than it is by sharing it with somebody. And maybe you can share the link afterwards. But yeah, tell someone face to face if you've enjoyed the show. Thanks so much. See you later. Bye.